I came to this wedding for one reason. I'm trying to be a better man. Now, before you go thinking I've turned into some softy, listen to me closely. I know if I want to be a good man, I have a hell of a lot of cleaning up to do. I'm ashamed of a lot of things I've done, and I'm not proud of the way I've treated those closest to me. But I don't regret all of it. How could I? It's brought me here today, to watch Beam and Bellamy get hitched. A woman I damn near destroyed, and a man who was my partner in crime for far too long. Beam was by my side when nobody else was, and so standing here by his side today is the least I can do. But still, as I stand in this suit and tie, tight around the collar, I can't help but wonder if I will ever put my demons to rest. Being here at this beautiful wedding, on this island Beam has somehow managed to procure for himself, I figure if there's hope for him, there might be hope for me. And hell, looking around, I see my brother Walker with his bride Wavy, and next to them are Jameson and Gemma. Hell, Gemma has been through the goddamn ringer, and most of it was because of me. She hates me, with reason. It's hard to stand here, to look everybody in the eye, knowing what I've done to make their lives living hells. They forgave me, but I'm sure as fuck clear on one thing. I don't deserve their forgiveness. Since moving up here to Whiskey Mountain, the people I used to know in California have cleaned up their acts. They've gotten their lives together. Married, kids, cabins. It's an Alaskan mountain man's version of a white picket fence. It's paradise, but I'm not a fool. Not everyone can be so lucky as to get a second, a third, a fourth chance. Hell, I've stopped counting because I've had more than my share. Why are you standing here empty-handed? My brother Walker asks, coming over to me and handing me a glass of whiskey. I nod, jutting out my chin. Thanks, bro. He clinks his glass to mine, and we raise them before taking drinks. The rich amber liquid slides down my throat, and I calm down instantly. I've been a little agitated since getting here. It's all too perfect. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, because doesn't it always? You having a good time? Walker asks. I chuckle, running a hand over my beard. God, I don't know. It's good to see Beam happy, and hell, Bellamy too. Walker nods. It's a proper wedding, white dress, pastor leading them through their vows. I don't think I ever thought I'd see a day like this. Did you? I know what he means. Beam is a burly-ass man, my bodyguard for years. And maybe he's a softy at heart. I'm happy for him, I say. Bellamy, too. They look so happy, don't they? Standing side by side, we scan the guests. Someone is playing guitar. A woman is singing a song. A dance floor has been set up, and Beam and Bellamy are gliding around it. Like we're in a goddamn romantic comedy. How's Wavy doing these days? I ask. The baby's keeping her busy? Walker nods. Yeah, she's already talking about getting pregnant again. I laugh. Damn, you sure are settled. What about you, bro? Do you ever think about settling down yourself? I laugh. What do you think? What kind of girl would want to be with a man like me? I see Walker thinking, trying to come up with a woman who would be a good fit for a man like me. It's a tall order. I clap my brother's back. Hey, I'm not offended. I know it's the truth. I'm not exactly the kind of man any girl wants to bring home to their papa. Still, my brother shrugs. You never know. Anyone here catch your eye?